Welcome, brothers, welcome. I want to thank you all once again for coming to the church. And for those who are new to the church, I welcome you with open arms. Now, Pastor has set a goal for himself. Pastor decided he was going to learn other languages in order to gain knowledge and improve oneself. So Pastor decided to download an app for language learning. Pastor became overwhelmed with the amount of messages from Spanish speakers from other countries. But what I failed to realize is that a lot of these women on the app started to fall in lust with the pastor. For some strange reason, these Spanish-speaking women think I'm a catfish. They say my profile picture looks like something out of a magazine. They say I look too good to be true. Well, the last time I checked, I thought this app was for language learning. Why does it matter what I look like? Why are you demanding to see more pictures of me? Why are y'all Spanish-speaking women asking to see a picture of my body? These women can't even learn a language without hypergamy getting in the way. Do I have a witness?
Yes, sir.
Now, Pastor will take some accountability for responding to these hypergamous things. But all in all, Pastor just wants to learn a little Espanol. Now, Pastor has been getting a lot of help from a young lady that lives in the Dominican Republic. She's been helping Pastor with the Spanish, and Pastor has been helping her with the English. Miss Dominicana compares Pastor to male celebrities. She blushes every time she video chats the pastor. Miss Dominicana sends Pastor random twerk videos trying to suck Pastor into that hypergamous spell. Brothers, understand that this is the oldest trick in the book. She thinks that I'm going to be her lover. She thinks that she found a sucker in America. She thinks that just because she's slim, thick, and attractive, that I'm going to fold. Pastor won't fold under pressure. I know she wants my resources, but she won't get it. I know she wants my sperm, but she won't get it. Miss Dominicana has been watching too many Disney movies. She thinks that I'm gonna be the simp to wipe her off her feet to change her life. She told me that she's not like all other women. I just laughed. She told me that I should be her boyfriend. I shook my head and laughed. She told me she's coming to America to come see me. I just laughed. She told me that she's gonna catch a flight over to Jersey without even getting an invitation from the pastor. Well, I know one thing's for sure. Miss Dominicana better have paid for a round trip ticket. Because it's another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. But she'll have to show paperwork that she's STD and coronavirus free. Because Pastor is careful. I'm gonna record her giving me consent. Because Pastor is careful. Then Pastor will bend her over the church pews and make her scream poppy. She thinks that she can trick me. But tricks are for kids. I'ma break her for JJ like a burglary. Just to see if it's burgundy. But don't let these thoughts get away with green card hypergamy. No marriage. No cohabitation. And no procreation. Fellas, did you hear what I said? I said no marriage. No cohabitation. And no procreation. Give them nothing. I said give them nothing. I said give them nothing.